So we're going to continue about how we need to restore the voice of God in our church and in your life.
今天我们还要在之前的讲题上面继续，就是关乎怎么样能够恢复到听神的声音。
Because Jesus said, "My sheep hears my voice."
因为耶稣说，我的羊能够听到我的声音。
Now the first thing we need to know is God's voice does not have to be words.
那我们一定要先明白，神讲话呢不一定非是像我们一样非得用文字的。
When God speaks to us, it does not necessarily need to be from His mouth.
那神说话呢，也不是说好像是跟我们一样非要张嘴才说出来话的。
In fact, often we find in the Bible God speaks to people in dreams, visions.
那在圣经里面，我们可以看到很多种其他的方式，神可以借着异梦、异象给人说话。
Amen. And what I was saying that in the New Testament.
那在新约里面呢
it is less clear.
就没有那么的清晰
God speaks to us on the inside.
因为神是用心对我们说话的
And so we have thoughts that could be God's thoughts or could be our thoughts.
我们如果里头突然有个什么想法有可能是来自于神哦但是有可能是来自于你自己
We could have feelings that could be from God or could be from us.
啊你突然要觉得有个什么感动呢有可能是来自神也有可能是来自你自己
We have dreams that could be from us or from God.
比如说做梦啊可能是神也可能是你自己
So there's a whole range of ways which God can speak to us.
所以神说话的方式呢多种多样
But we have to learnWhich one's which?
但是我们要能够分辨得出来，到底是来自于神还是自己呢
？Amen. Now I must encourage you.
所以我要鼓励你们。
Please do this very carefully. Don't end up being crazy.
要小心行事哈，别到别人以前以为你有疯了哈，神经病哦。
If you hear a voice in your ear,
如果你觉得你听到了声音的话。
99.9% chance is not God.
99.9%，我可以跟你说，可能不是来自于神的。
God will very rarely, very rarely, very, very rarely speak to you in a voice that you can hear in your ear.
直接对你的肉耳说话的这种机会是非常小的。
Amen. And many times when we hear like an inner voice, it could be yourself, it could be God.
那就算你说我听到了内在的声音好，你也要分辨，因为这个内在的声音也有可能不一定是神的。
Whatever happens, you need time to discern, you need time to interpret.
所以不管发生什么，你是要花时间去分辨和解读。
And it is worthwhile actually spending time to work it out.
所以很值得要花时间来寻求。分辨和解读出来。
Now you might ask me, why does God not speak to me clearly?
那你肯定反问我了，说那神为什么不直接那么清晰讲给我听呢
？Why does He need us to work it out?
为什么还要花时间去这么找答案呢
？Amen. Well, ask your husband, ask your wife.
你就问问你的老公老婆，你就知道了。
You speak to him or her clearly.
你呢，自己自认为你很清晰的在给他交流。
But do they listen?
你觉得他听到你讲话了吗
？You speak to your children clearly.
你自认为你对你的孩子口齿清楚的在交流。
But do they listen?
你觉得他们真听懂了吗
？So just because the Old Testament spoke clearly.It does not mean they heard.
所以，就算旧约好似口齿清楚的说出来了，也并不代表以色列人真听到了。
God has His wisdom.
因为神有自己的智慧。
He chose to speak to us in such a way that we need to find out is it God or not.
神选择让你通过寻求来慢慢了解到底是不是神在对你
说话。And so it requires you and me to make an effort to find out.
所以需要你和我真的是花时间来寻求神才有这种分辨力的。
And to learn.
才能学习到的。
So that one day,
所以有一天
God doesn't have to speak to you mouth to mouth.
神不需要嘴对嘴的说话了。
God just have to think.
神只要想一下。
God just have to feel.
他只要感受一下
，and you pick it up.
你就马上能感知到的。
That's what you call heart-to-heart talk.
这是一种心对心的交流。
God wants to speak to you from heart to heart.
神想用心灵与心灵来为你交流。
So that when you hear Him, you actually hear Him.
所以当你真听到神讲话，那是真的是神。
Amen. And I will go on to that later in another sermon.
那我们会分好多集，慢慢讲给大家
听。You will find that God actually has chosen a better method to talk to us in the New Testament than compared to the Old Testament.
你在对比之后，你会发现，其实神选择在新约的讲话这种方式是更好的方式，比旧约好。
How many of you agree with me? Just because you hear your someone clearly doesn't mean you've heard.
你们是不是有这样的经验？就算你觉得你好像每个字都听到别人讲什么了，但是你其实不懂他在讲什么。
Amen. And when a couple is close, they don't have to talk; they know.
当一对夫妻如果感情很好，他们都不需要讲话，他们就心里是有感应的。
One day that God doesn't have to talk to you, just know.
你想象得到吗？有一天神都不要用语言来跟你说话，你就心与心就能感应到。
You become one with God.
就像你跟神是一个人一样。
Amen. Hallelujah.So today I want to talk to you about the wisdom from the Spirit.
所以今天我们的讲题是神之灵的智慧。
If we can receive the revelation from God,
如果我们从神这里得来了启示，
and we can discern and interpret what it means,
然后我们还能够分辨和解读出来它的意思，
and we know it's actually from God,
然后我们还很确信那是真的神在说话，
then we will have a source of wisdom.That the world does not have.
那你就已经有了神的灵的这种智慧，是世上的人求都求不来的。
If we can know God is actually giving me a revelation,
如果你知道神在启示你
，and I know it's from God,
我还很确信这是神给我的启示。
You have just now accessed a source of wisdom that is from above.
那你就进入了一种属天的智慧了。
And suddenly.You have wisdom that is not of this world.
你突然发现你有了一个不再来自于这个世上的智慧，而是属天的智慧。
Suddenly, you become wise and you become more intelligent.
突然你会发现自己真的是变聪明有智慧了。
I want that.
我是想要这个的。
I want that.
我们都想要吗？
See, whatever we lack,
不管我们缺乏什么，
God can make up the difference.
神都可以让它不同。
Amen.Why is that so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
We need God's wisdom every single day for our lives.
我们在我们的生活当中每天都需要神的智慧。
When we make decisions.
当我们来做决定的时候。
When we try to overcome problems.
当我们来解决问题的时候。
When we try to resolve problems with our children.
为我们的孩子解决问题的时候。
When our next door neighbor is causing problems.
当我们邻居呢有问题的时候。
Every day,
每天
we need wisdom.
我们都需要神的智慧。
Amen. And so, most of us will pick up our phone and talk to somebody.
很多时候我们都会打个电话给别人说话。
And try to get their counsel.
然后希望那些人呢来辅导一下我们。
How about telephone heaven?
那要不要你直接对天上打个电话？
Holy Spirit,
直接
can you help me?
主啊，请你来帮助我。
And you have spent so much time learning to hear from him that he can tell you, and you go, I think I've got the revelation.
你花了这么长的时间来寻求神，终于有一天你直接给神打电话，神对你说了些话，你非常确定的知道今天是神对我说话了。
I've got an idea.
我明白了。
How many of you know, even in your job, you can have that?
你们知不知道，哪怕是工作的时候，都会有这样的经历哦。
In my working life,
在我工作的那几年
，I've relied on the Holy Spirit to help me out.
我就
many problems I had in my job.
我常常要依靠着圣灵来帮助我解决生活中的每一个问题。
When I'm hit by a problem that could cost the company millions of pounds,
很多时候我的问题就是大到
I turn white.
到大到就是我的一个错误的抉择可能会让整个公司流失几百万的现金就我当时会真的吓到出汗
I asked the Holy Spirit Holy Spirit can you help me
我当时就问圣灵主啊你来帮助我
And then in nearly every occasion the Holy Spirit gives me an idea a revelation and everybody goWhere did you get that idea from?
后来发现每次我所出来的那些启示讲给公司的人听的时候他们都会很好奇地说这么大的智慧是从哪里来的呢
Well, you can't say from the Holy Spirit.
那你当然不能直接回答人家说哦，圣灵来的
I just smile.
我就只是笑一笑
You understand? And I give credit to the Holy Spirit.
因为我心里真的知道是荣耀给圣灵
That is wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
这是从神之灵来的智慧
Amen? You see, as Pentecostals, we often see the Holy Spirit as power.
那一般在灵恩派的人一说到圣灵，就肯定会说都是能力，能力。
In、healing and miracle.
啊，都是医治和神迹。
But what about the Holy Spirit?
但是圣灵呢
？As your wise counselor.
是你智慧的顾问哦。
As your guide.
是你的向导。
As your helper.
是你的帮助者。
Amen. Many times at home, you may get yourself in such a situation where you can't get a doctor, you can't get something. In other words, nobody can help you.
你经常会在生活中到一种很无助的状态，你就不能用其他的人来帮助你。
And you have no idea how to overcome.
你也没有任何的结论，说我有什么方法能够胜过这一切的时候。
God can just give you a revelation.
神就很有可能会给你一个启示。
An idea.
然后给你一个主意。
And it solves the problem.
然后问题会得以解决。
Many people have built businesses like that.
很多人就是以这样的方式去做生意的。
God gave them an idea.
神就给他们一个感觉，一个认知。
Amen. Hallelujah. Given an idea.
给他们一个主意。
And I met a couple who had an autistic child.
我记得有一个夫妻，他们有一个自闭症的孩子。
From Israel.
从以色列来的。
And the parents were really worried.
那他的父母呢就很担心。
How is he going to make a living?
觉得他以后要怎么活呢？
And his brother and older brother and older sister, they were doing very well at school, but he had to go to a special school.
他的哥哥姐姐们都是很正常的去普通的学校，可是他要去一个很特别的自闭症学校哦。
And as he grows up,
当他长大以后，
he was falling behind school.
他在学校就是比别人都差很多。
Until one day,
直到有一天，
the Holy Spirit gave him an idea.
圣灵给了他一个主意。
Amen. He has an idea.
他突然有了一个主意。
And today, his company is worth multi-millions of pounds, hundreds of millions of dollars.
现在他拥有一个亿万的公司。
That one idea transformed his life.
就那么一个小小的主意，让他的一生都有变化。
Was he good in education? No.
他当时学校里面学得好吗？不好。
Was he in a disadvantage? Yes.
他当时是不是有缺陷？是有哦。
But God is merciful to his parents.
但是神对他的父母很有怜悯。
And to him.
也对他非常有怜悯。
You see, God is kind.
所以神是好的。
God is good.
神是良善的。
So at home, when you are struggling.
所以在家里，如果你有问题的时候，
No one can help you.
没有人能够给你提供帮助。
You try to talk to everybody.
你也想着方法就跟人
说话。And all you've got left is saying, Holy Spirit, let me try you.
最后你真的是无人可问的时候，你才对圣灵说，圣灵，我试试你吧。
I used to try the Holy Spirit last.
我每次都是把圣灵排最后一位，实在无人可求才问他。
No other solution.
实在是试了所有方法都没用了。
After years of walking with God.
这么多年跟神同行。
When I have a problem today.
当我每天有问题的时候。
Go to the Holy Spirit first.
我现在知道把圣灵摆第一位。
If I can't hear him.
如果我实在没听到他。
For whatever reason.
不管什么原因。
I ring up people.
然后我才去问人的。
It's the other way around.
是先问神的。
So Paul.
所以保罗。
Had the same problem with Corinthian church.
对，哥林多教会也有同样的问题。
The disciples and the church wrote to him, the believers wrote to him.
哥林多教会的人呢，给他写信。
And Corinthian being a church in the city that's multicultural.
那当时哥林多教会他们是属于多文化的教会。
Full of very intellectual people, wise people, educated people.
有很多很受了很高教育的人。
Also full of idol worshippers.
但是也有很多拜偶像的人。
It is like a church in London.
就好像伦敦的教会一样。
Different types of people of different status.
有各种多元化的人，各种等级的，各种地方的人。
Where you have people.You have problems.
你哪里有人呢？哪里就会出现问题了。
And Corinthian people love the gifts of the Spirit.
那哥林多教会的人呢，就很喜欢圣灵的恩赐。
They try to be spiritual by speaking in tongues all the time.
他们就天天讲方言呢，觉得这样子比较属灵一点。
But they've forgotten about love.
但他们就完全忘记了爱。
So they got problems.
所以他们就教会出了很多问题。
And so they were into the Holy Spirit, but yet.Did not know the Holy Spirit.
他们呢，好像看似在追求各种属灵的恩赐，但他们并不认识圣灵。
They had sexual immorality.
他们竟然有那种性的紊乱。
They had division in the church.
他们也有教会的分裂。
They had women rebelling against others.
他们也有那些不顺服的女人。
They had serious problems.
他们有各种各样的问题。
That's the book of First Corinthians.
这就是哥林多前书的内容。
But if you read Corinthians carefully,
但是如果你来认真研读哥林多前书的话，
Paul does not talk about the problem until which chapter？
你发现保罗到第几章才真的开始讲这个问题的呢？
Until chapter 3。
他要等到了第三章才写到这个问题。
He begins with the division in the church。
才到第三章他才开始讲到教会的分裂问题的。
But before he comes to chapter 3, he has chapter 1 and 2。
那在他的写第三章之前，直中问题之前，他写了两章哦。
Chapter 1 and 2, Paul lays the groundwork of saying, this is how I'm going to solve the questions that you've given me。
那第一章呢，他只是在给大家讲，我要用这样的方式来解决你们所说的问题。
This is how I'm going to solve the problems。
他说，这是我要解决问题的方法。
This is where my advice comes from。
这是我要给你们的建议。
Our lives is like chapter 3 onwards。
我们的生命呢，就很像从第三章往后读，就都是人的生命了。
I have this problem。
就是啊，我有这样的问题。
Chapter 3。
所以第三章的问题。
I have that problem, chapter 4.
我又有别的问题，好，第四章。
I have that, chapter 5, 6, 7, 8.
然后我还有第五章的问题，还有第六章的问题，第七章的问题。
You and I today we can list out 10, maybe 20 problems.
所以你我今天如果把我们的那些问题都写下来，10到20个问题的话。
And so Paul has this whole list of problems.
就像好像保罗手上拿了10到20个问题。
But Paul, being a well-educated man,
但是保罗是非常有学问文化的高教育的人。
He did not depend on his intellect.
竟然他都不会去靠他自己的高学识来解决问题。
Status.
他也没有靠他的高的地位来解决问题。
He's a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人哦。
He's well-educated.
他是全世界受到最好教育的人哦。
He's qualified.
他是非常有学问文凭的人哦。
And yet.He did not rely on that.
他就根本没用他的世上的这些文凭来解决问题。
He explains what he relied upon in chapter 1 and 2.
反倒他就像他自己在第一章、第二章所说的，他在依靠圣灵解决问题。
Chapter 1 and 2 tells us that Paul relies on the Holy Spirit's revelation.
所以第一章和第二章就讲保罗是有完全靠圣灵来解决问题。
Amen.But then he lays out two conditions.
但是他呢放了两个条件哦。
In order for you and me, in order for Paul to actually access the wisdom from heaven, he had to have two conditions fulfilled.
为了让你我呢能够包括保罗自己能够接触到这种天上的智慧，他就给了两个条件。
And those conditions you and I must.Fulfill today. Otherwise, we will struggle to get wisdom from heaven.
我这两个条件必须先要满足了，要不然的话就拿不到属天的智慧。
One,
第一
，you need to know your true identity.
你先要知道你自己的属灵身份。
Who are you?
你到底是谁
？Who do you belong to?
你到底属于谁
？And second,
第二
is maturity.
是一个成熟度。
You have to pursue maturity.In God,
你需要在神里面追求你属灵的成熟。
We can't stay as babies.
不能永远都是吃奶的婴孩。
We have to grow in Jesus.
要在主里面长大。
We have to be mature.
要在里面成熟。
We have to lay aside our bitterness.
我们要把我们的苦毒放到一
边。We have to forgive our enemies.
我们要饶恕我们的敌人。
We have to trust the Lord.
我们需要来信靠我们的主。
Those basic things that Paul.That Jesus tells us to do.
这些耶稣一直在教导我们要做的事情。
Maturity is not about growing up and being an adult. Maturity is about how long will you continue to hate.
那成熟不是说你就是身体长大像个大人一样就要成熟。
How long will you
而是你到底要花多少时间去饶恕别人呢
？How long will you continue to be addicted?
还是你要到底要花多少时间继续上瘾呢
？When are you going to give up?
你什么时候才会放
手呢 ？How long are you going to live in the flesh?
你到底还要在肉体里面待多久呢
？How long?
你到底要多久
？How long are you going to stay in unbelief?
你还要在不信中待多久呢？
Is maturity.
这是关乎成熟。
When are you going to stop walking in the flesh and start walking in the spirit?
你什么时候真的是不要在肉体里面行了，而是要在灵里面
行呢？ When are you going to pursue after love, long suffering, hope?
你什么时候会去真的去来追寻这个长久忍耐的爱、喜乐和平安呢？
All the fruits of the spirit.
所有关于圣灵的果实。
Is maturity.
这都是关乎于
成熟度。When are we going to start reading the Bible?
你什么时候要打开你的圣经好好读呢？
It's all about maturity.
这都是属灵的成熟度。
So one, you need to know your true identity.
所以第一，你先要知道你属灵的身份。
Secondly, you need to have maturity.
第二，你是需要在乎自己的属灵的成熟。
And above all, Paul then his climactic chapter is in chapter 13.
那他的最高潮的部分在哥林多前书是第十三章。
Where somebody who truly mature knows how to love.
当真正的懂得什么叫成熟的属灵的人，就是懂得爱
的人。A true spiritual person is not someone who can just speak in tongues and cast out demons.
一个真正属灵的人可不是天天讲方言呢，可以赶鬼就叫属灵。
Neither is a true spiritual person someone who just knows how to read the Bible so well.
那也不是有个人说哦，我对圣经里面烂熟的哈，我就是很属灵哦。
If all of that activity does not lead you to a conclusion that I must love.
这些都不，如果他没有达到最后的一个果实，就是你懂得爱的时候。
Then Paul said it means nothing.
那保罗说这些都无关紧要，都不重要。
Without love,
没有爱的话
we are nothing.
你就什么都没有。
True identity, maturity.
所以真正的身份和你的成熟度。
Maturity is expressed in true love.
你的成熟度是在真正的爱里面展现出来的。
Amen? So everyone say, identity,
身份
maturity.
成熟，大家要记得这两个字哦。
Identity plus maturity equals spiritual.
身份加成熟等于属灵。
Then you are spiritual.
你才能说你是属灵的人。
Hallelujah. If I know who I am,
如果我知道我是谁
and I'm maturing,
然后我在属灵里面有成熟
then I'm spiritual.
那我就是一个属灵的人。
According to Paul, a spiritual person hears God.
那在保罗的描述当中，一个属灵的人听得到神的声音。
I have just given you the formula.
所以我刚才给你们了一个公式哈。
People who love formulas, that's the formula.
那些喜欢靠公式形式的人，这里就有公式了。
Okay, the equation is identity plus maturity equals spirituality.
记得这个等式哈，身份加成熟等于属灵程度。
Hallelujah. And when you are spiritual.
所以当你真的是属灵的时候呢
Then when the revelation comes,
当启示来到你里面
you'll be able to recognize that revelation.
你会分辨出来这是神的启示吗
And if you are spiritual,
当你属灵的时候
then you're able to interpret it.
你就会真的解读这个启示
But if you don't know your identity,
如果你又不知道自己的身份
and you forsake maturity,
然后你呢也放弃了追求成熟
then you may as well pick up the phone and ring somebody.
那你就还不如就跟世人一样拿起电话跟人寻求办法和帮助吧
because if you try to seek God's revelation, all you're going to listen to is what you want to hear.
因为你要是想寻求人的启示那你就只是听到你想听的
For example, Oh Lord, why is my family like this?
Oh, 你说主啊，为什么我的家庭会这么糟糕
？Why is my husband like this?
哦，为什么我的丈夫这么糟糕
？You pray, Sharabakasha.
然后你就开始讲方言。
And then the desperate pastor Joseph said, "I want to pray, pray, pray."
啊，因为我的牧师老是说要方言祷告嘛。
And then he said, "Oh yeah, when you're cooking, you pray."
哦，他还说你做饭的时候要方言祷告。
And then you serve God.
然后他说你侍奉神的时候要方言祷告。
And after you've done it for several years.
然后你祷告了这样很多年呢。
Why doesn't it work?
然后你说，哎，不管用哎。
And then you learn about seeking God's voice.
然后你又开始学习，我要听到神讲话。
Voice revelation.
好，要听到神的启示。
So you pray, 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 pray.
然后你又开始祷告，祷告，祷告。
And all you get is a burden in your heart.
然后你突然发现，你里面就有了一个重担。
And your mind keeps saying to you.
然后你的头脑就继续对你心里说。
Forgive.
说要饶恕。
Forgive.
说要饶恕。
Forgive.
要饶恕哦。
And then you go, no. When you go to church, and then Sister Betty, I don't know why I'm like this. And Sister said, you need to forgive.
哦，然后你又跑去跟人去问说，哦，贝蒂姊妹，你知道我为什么做光景是这样子的吗？贝蒂也会说，哦，你要饶恕。
But all these years, you never heard forgive.
因为这么过去了那么多年，你就没有听过别人跟你说要饶恕这个字。
Because you always want to know, my husband got a demon.
因为你总是想听到说别人说我的老公确实有问题有被鬼附身
My family has a curse.
哦，我的家庭里面肯定是有诅咒才会这么糟糕
Next door neighbor is a witch.
那肯定隔壁的那个邻居呢是个巫师哦。
You're listening for all kinds of reasons because you have already made up your mind it's everybody's fault except yours.
因为你就是找各种各样的外界原因啊，因为你已经定义了反正是别人的错不会是我的错
But somebody who is mature
但是一个真正属灵成熟的人
is humble.
他会是谦卑的
Open to God.
他是对神的心打开的。
And God says to you, son,
当他说
forgive,
当神对你说儿子啊你要饶恕
say, Lord,
然后你说
it's so hard, help me.
主啊好难哦你来帮助我
you see the difference?
能看到不
同吗 you see why a lot of Christians your faith are shipwrecked it's because you do not practice maturity
所以当很多基督徒当他们的信心被击倒的时候都是因为他们不去追求这种属灵的成熟
and so Paul lays out what I just told you
所以保罗刚才就把这些刚才讲的点都已经放出来了
because we don't have time to read chapter 1 let's go straight to chapter 2
因为我们今天也没有时间把一章二章全读所以我们今天就重点来读第二章
Paul says
看看第
二章 when I came to you brothers did not come proclaiming to you testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him Crucified.
二章一到二节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
In other words, Paul says, when I meet a believer,
所以保罗说，当我见到一个信徒时
，when I come to a church,
当我来到一个教会时
，when I come to you, Corinthians,
当我来到你们哥林多教会的时候。
I don't want to know how clever you are.
我才不要管你有多聪明呢。
I don't want to know how intellectual you are.
我才不管你有多高的学问呢。
You got a PhD from Cambridge or you got.
就算你有牛津剑桥的各种学历呀，哪怕是博士，都
好。How much money you have?
或者你说你有多少有钱呢
？All I want to know is your identity.
我就想知道你的身份是什么。
What is that identity?
我们的身份是什么呢
？Is Christ crucified?
就是耶稣并他钉十字架。
Our true identity is that Christ is that I have received Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们的真正的身份就是我接受了耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
My and your identity is the cross.
我们的身份就是那十字架。
When those of you who wear a cross, it's not just a jewelry, it's your identity. You identify yourself at the cross.
那些爱戴十字架项链的人呢？不管这个十字架可不仅仅是个项链，而是你身份的象征。
Notice it's Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
记得是两样啊，就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
When we look at the cross, it's Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
当我们看到十字架的时候，我们要看到耶稣基督和他所钉的那个十字架。
You and I are saved is because we recognize that.
你我今天之所以得救，是因为我们认得这十字架。
And we receive that.
然后我们也接受和领受了这十字架。
That is our true identity.
这才是我们真正的属灵身份。
Amen.In human beings, right, we have the same kind of concept.
在人里面，我们有这样的一个认知。
I can say I'm a Chinese person.
有人说，哦，我是中国人。
So I've identified myself with Chinese.
所以我就觉得，按身份来说，我算中国人。
But then I say I'm a Chinese person from Hong Kong.
那我呢，再具体一点，我说我是从香港来的中国人。
And so the identity is narrower.
那现在呢这个身份就慢慢窄了一点是不是
And then I say I'm a Chinese person from Hong Kong in London
那我再加一点就是我是中国人从香港而来住在伦敦
And then you say I'm a Hong Kong person a Chinese person in London and I'm a doctor
然后你再加我还是一个医生加上前面所有的点
So when you say I'm a human beingWhat sort of human being?
所以当你说我是个人，你是什么样的人呢
？I'm a Christian, but what sort of Christian?
当你说你是基督徒，你是什么样的基督徒呢
？Paul is saying,
保罗是在说
，I want to know is,
我想要知道的是
，Do you have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and do you know you have been crucified with Christ?
你知不知道你是不是有接受耶稣基督为你的救主，并且你有没有和基督一起同钉十字架
？Why is that so important?
为什么这么重要的事情
？It means we are nobody.
因为他在告诉我们，其实我们什么都不是。
We have done nothing for ourselves.
我们自己为自己什么都没有做的。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
We have achieved nothing without God.
我们在没有神的情况下成就的东西都不算什么。我们自己也救不了自己。
When Paul was writing this,
当保罗写这句话的时候
he was writing, remember he's a Jew.
你知道保罗是犹太人
a well-educated person.
是个非常高教育质量的犹太人。
He's taken this concept from the book of Exodus.
他是在出埃及记里面学到的这个道理。
Because the Jewish people had a similar identity.
因为犹太人也有同样的一个身份。
What was their identity?
是什么身份呢？
We were a nation born in the wilderness.
我们是一个在旷野出生的民族。
That's why when you read the Old Testament, whenever you see the word wilderness, there is a link to the nation of Israel.
所以当我们只要看到旧约里面讲到旷野的时候，你就能够联系到以色列这个民族。
The book of Exodus is about him coming out of Egypt and into the wilderness.
因为出埃及记就是关乎于他们从埃及出来以后进入到旷野。
And this is where they met God.
那就是在旷野以色列碰到
了神。This is where God dealt with them for 40 years.
那就是在旷野有四十年的时间是神处理和处理。
Their wilderness is our cross.
他们的那个时候的旧约的旷野就是我们新约的十字架。
So many times when you read the prophecies, when you read the psalm, when you see the word wilderness, don't just think about wilderness as in the physical thing.It is a wilderness as an identity.
当你们读到诗篇也好啊，先知书也好，只要看到旷野这个字，你们就不要从文字的意思上仅仅觉得是旷野，而是要把它解读成我们新约的十字架。
Israel were people of the wilderness.
以色列的民族就是从旷野里面出生的民族。
We are a people of the cross.
我们就是从十字架上重生出来的一群人。
The reason why Israel needed to be reminded that there are people of the wilderness is to keep them humble.
以色列人为什么会说我们是从旷野出来的民族，就是让他们谦卑下来。
God wanted them to remember, you were a people that I brought out of Egypt.
神想让他们记得，你是我亲自带出埃及的人。
And I had to deal with you for 40 years in the wilderness.
我花了40年的时间在旷野里面来处理你和谦卑你。
How did Israel fall?
那以色列人是怎么样？
Is when they've forgotten that.
他们当时失落的，就是离开神的时候，就是他们忘记自己是旷野出来的。
When the kings begin to see themselves as great kings, and when the nation begin to see themselves as a great nation without Jehovah, they were lost.
当他们以色列的王开始觉得自己是个很棒的王啊，没有神也可以。当整个民族觉得哇，我们的民族特别引以为豪，没有神也可以的时候，就是他们失脚的时候。
They were proud.
他们就是因为骄傲而失脚的。
They forgotten.
他们忘记了。
That they were the people of the wilderness.
他们是从旷野生出来的民族。
Paul says.
所以保罗说。
If God give you wisdom.
如果神给你们智慧。
When you are able to have revelation from God,
当你们有能力可以从神那里得启示的时候，
remember you are a person of the cross.
记得你是那十字架上的人。
You've died.
你已经死了。
Don't be proud.
不要以此为豪哦。
Don't think you're a great prophet.
不要把自己想得好，自己觉得是个好先知啊。
Don't think that suddenly you become spiritual.
哦，觉得自己好属灵啊。
In other words, Paul is saying, the condition of becoming someone who can truly hear from God is you must.Be a person of the cross.
所以保罗是在说，如果你要是成为那个能听懂神启示的人，那你最重要的就是知道你是那十字架上的人。
You and I are the people of the cross.
你和我就应该知道自己是十字架上的人。
That's our identity.
这才是我们真正的身份。
So Paul is saying.
所以保罗在说。
When I come to you.
当我来到你这里时。
And I'm going to deal with these problems.
我今天会处理你这些问题了。
The first thing I want to know is.
但第一个我要知道的事情。
Are you crucified?
你是不是与耶稣同钉十字架了？
Amen.Or are you proud?
还是你挺骄傲的觉得
Are you still proud as Corinthians?
你是不是像哥林多人一样那么的骄傲
That's why later on he said, a woman, that's why later on he says, a man slept with his father's wife and he was proud of it.
And 他所以后面讲到一个问题就是有个弟兄他跟他的爸爸的老婆睡觉他还自以为豪
There were others were speaking in tongues and they were proud of it.
他那些自以为讲方言讲的很多的人很自以为豪。
You see the problem with the Corinthian people. You see the pride.
你看到他们里面所有的问题都是来自于骄傲。
Paul says, I want to know whether Christ is crucified.
保罗想解决的第一个问题就是我想知道你们真的跟主同钉十字架了吗？
And verse 3 says, And I was with you in the weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words or wisdom.But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
第三到四节，我在你们那里时，又软弱，又惧怕，又战战兢兢。我说的话，讲的道，不是用委婉智慧的言语，而是以圣灵的大能来证明。
You see, Paul being a very being a very clever and intellectual person.
保罗是一个这么有知识文化的人哦。
He could argue with anyone.
他其实完全有这种争论的能力。
He could debate with anyone.
他的辩论能力一定是很强的。
And so when they came to Corinth, Corinth was full of wise people, people who were studying the Greek philosophy. They were wise.
所以当他来到哥林多教会里面，哥林多教会里面也有很多高文化的人，他们学习哲学，他们都有这个辨别的辨解能力。
They got their Cambridge and Oxford PhD.
他们也是有牛津剑桥的博士学位的人。
But when Paul came,
但是当保罗来时，
he didn't take out his PhD.
他没有把他的博士学位拿出来炫一炫。
He didn't show them his certificate.
他也没有把他的那个文凭拿出来炫一炫哦。
He demonstrated the power of God.
而是他直接用圣灵的大能来证明。
You know we can learn from this.
这个是我们可以学到的功课。
To preach in this nation.
在对这个我们的民族人讲话的时候。
To evangelize in this city.
在对这个城市来传福音的时候。
We are not as clever as many of people.
我们比起那些很高学位的人来说，我们都比不上的是吗？
But one thing we can do.
但是我们能做的是。
We can depend on, we can demonstrate the power.
我们要用圣灵的大能来证明。
And that's how Corinthians were born.
这才是哥林多教会的人的事。
But that's not just it.
In
verse 5 it says,
第五到第六节。
And so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom.Although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away.
我要为你们的信不靠着人的智慧，而是靠着神的大能。然而在成熟的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是今世的智慧，也不是今世有权有位将要灭亡的人的智慧。
And so to those who do not know Jesus,
所以那些不认识耶稣的人，
And to those who are baby in Jesus,
那些在主里还是吃奶的婴儿们，
Paul just demonstrated a lot of power.
那保罗呢，就是用神的大能来说话。
It was a show.
就像是表演一样啊。
And this is what church is like in some places.
所以有些教会真的就是这样，是吗？
We want to be entertained by the power of God.
我们就是想看这种神大能的各种表演。
Amen. Today, when we see people healed, that's not good enough.
当我们看到有人得医治，都觉得还不够啊。
We want to see dead people raised.
我们要看死人复活才爽啊。
And it goes on and on.
然后就继续越要求口味越大。
But then Paul says.
但是保罗说。
That's for those people.
那是给这种 不靠着不信神的人看的。
Yet in verse 6 he says,
但是在第六节里面说，
And this is the second condition.
我们这是我说的刚才说的第二个条件呢。
Yet among the mature.
但在成熟的人中。
You see,
你们看到这几个字没有？
First is Christ crucified.
第一，我们要看到神与神同钉十字架。
Second,Maturity.
第二，我们要看到是关于成熟度。
He said, however, for those who are mature,
他讲的是这些那些成熟的人中，
they get something different.
他们有一个不同的礼物哦。
They are imparted with wisdom.
他们是被神传授了智慧的。
I want to be among the mature.
我就想成为这样的成熟人中的一个。
Because what I want is that.Wisdom imparted to me.
因为我们想要的就是这种属天的智慧传授给我们。
That wisdom is divine revelation.
因为这样的这个就是我们说的神的启示的智慧。
I want that wisdom to help my situation.
我想要神的启示的智慧来帮助我的光景。
I want that wisdom to help the church.
我想要这样的智慧来处理我们自己的教会问题。
To help me in my life.
能够帮助我们一生的问题。
Amen. So Paul is saying,
所以保罗
说, with all those problems we have.
保罗说那些之前的问题我们讲到的
Before I tell you,
在我还没开始讲之前
I need to, let's have, let, I, before I tell you, we need wisdom imparted to us.
我们在讲之前我们先要有这个神的启示的智慧来给予我们
And when we have this wisdom,
当我们有这种智慧时
Then we can go on to chapter 3.
我们再从第三章开始讲讲具体的问题
start solving the problems.
然后再来解决各样的问题
So Christ crucified speaks of humility.
所以当我们讲到与主同钉十字架就是指谦卑
Knowing I am nothing.
知道我一无所事
Knowing that I have died with Christ.
知道我与耶稣同死
Knowing that I need to carry the cross every day.
知道我每天都要背着十字架来跟随主
And when you have that heart of humility.
当你有这样的一种谦卑度的时候
And when you pursue mature, when you have the crucified heart.
当你有了这种背定十字架的心的时候
And when you pursue maturity,
那这个时候你来追求成熟度，
then expect wisdom to be imparted to you.
你就需要期待有这样属天的智慧会进入你里
面。Do we see this clearly?
你们看明白这句经文了吧？
Although it is not the wisdom of this age, or the rulers of this age were not doomed to pass away.
我们刚才说的这个智慧不是今世的智慧，也不是今世有权有位将要灭亡之人的智慧。
When we have these two conditions fulfilled,
当这两个条件都满足时，
the spirit of wisdom comes on us.
那神的智慧就进入到我们里面了。
But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
七到八节，我们讲的是从前隐藏的神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的智慧。这智慧，今生有权有位的人没有一个知道，若知道，他们就不会把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
Verse 7 says, the rulers of our age.
所以第七节里面是说的那些有今生的这些有才干的人。
Our religious rulers.
这些有权有位的人。
Whether it's physical or it's spiritual.
不管是属灵的有权有位还是属世的有权有位。
Because they don't have Christ crucified.
因为他们没有与主同钉十字架。
They don't have the maturity.
他们没有这样的属灵成熟度。
In other words, they were foolish.
换句话说，他们是愚昧的。
They were dumb.
他们是愚蠢的。
They had no wisdom.
他们是没有智慧的人。
So what did they do?
所以他们会怎么样呢？
They went and crucified Jesus.
他们就自己把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
That was the dumbest thing to do.
这是最蠢的事情，是吗？
Amen?、
嗯、
the devil went and crucified Jesus, and that was the dumbest thing to do.
竟然帮助魔鬼去把耶稣钉在十字架上，这是做了世上最愚蠢的事情。
Amen? Verse 10. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit.Amen.
第十节说，只有神借着圣灵把这事向我们显明了。
Revelation.
是不是启示？
Amen. God revealed to us.
神启示给我们。
How?
怎么样启示的？
Through the Spirit.
借着灵。
Amen.
圣灵。
Where does that wisdom come from?
那这个智慧从哪里来呢？
According to verse 10, it's from Revelation.
在第十节告诉我们是借着圣灵来的。
By the Spirit.
借着圣灵。
You and I need wisdom.
你和我都需要这样的启示。
Paul is saying it will come from revelation through the Spirit.
这个启示是来自于圣灵向我们显明的。
That searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows the person's thought except the spirit of the person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？照样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
So what Paul is saying is this.
所以保罗在说的是，
We need wisdom.
我们需要这属天的智慧。
It's going to come from revelation.
这个来自于神的启示。
Through the Holy Spirit.
要借着圣灵向我们显明。
And when we receive it.
当我们领受的时候。
These are the thoughts of God.
你就能知道这是神的事。
Hallelujah. The revelations, in other words, are the thoughts of God.
所以我们讲神的启示，就是去启示到关乎神的事。
The thoughts of God.Is His wisdom.
神的事就是神的智慧。
So when you have the thoughts of God, is not God speaking to you?
当你都知道神的事了，难道你还不知道神在对你说话吗？
Amen. But every time when we expect God to speak to us, we expect Him to say, "You will win the lottery."
当我们很多时候期待神对我们讲话的时候，我们想听到的是，你今天会中奖哦。
This time next year, you will be a multi-millionaire.
明年的这个时候，你会当百万富翁哦。
That's the sort of thing we want to hear.
很多人都想听这种话哈，从神来。
But God may be not thinking about that at all.
不好意思哈，神可能不是在想这个问题。
He's thinking, you need to treat your wife better.
神可能是在对你说，你应该好好对你的妻子。
Amen. God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
神的意念可不是我们的意念。
Because we think different things.
因为我们都想不同的事情的。
But if we go through this process,
但是如果我们来这样子来进步哈，在学习，
we're going to end up receiving God's thoughts.
我们慢慢的就会开始真的知道神的事。
So that when you're praying,
所以当你祷告时
and pray, seeking after God's will,
你会在神的里面来寻求
and suddenly in your heart you hear,
突然在你的心里面你听到了
and you got a burden,
突然你有一个重担
you got to forgive your wife,
然后你觉得我要饶恕我的妻子
you got to love her,
我要爱她
that's God's thoughts,
这是神的事
Amen? Now, that can't have come from you.
这个不是从你来的对吧
Because you were seeking for revenge.
因为你是想来以报复的心在祷告的
You were praying,
你本来祷告说
Shall I kill him?
主啊要我杀了他算了
Shall I put poison in his food?
主啊我给我太太下毒算了
Yeah? But then the Lord
然后神却对你跟你说
Love him,
你要爱他你要饶恕他
You understand, brothers and sisters?
你懂吗
You see, from revelation, see, when wisdom comes from revelation through the Holy Spirit,
当你得到从圣灵来的智慧时
and when you receive it,
当你领受到的时候
and you interpret it correctly,
如果你解读正确的话
it's the thoughts of God.
你就能了解神的事
Hallelujah. Verse 12.
第十二节
Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things.That are freely given by, to, freely given by, given us by God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，而是从神来的灵，为使我们知道神把恩赐赏给我们的事，赏赐给我们的事。
God gives revelation, His thoughts to you freely.
神把他的想法，他的意念，白白的告诉你知道。
We don't have to go to like a Chinese emperor.
我们不需要去好像皇帝哦，中国那种皇帝一样。
Have to wait for years.
然后要等好多好多年。
And then you tremble in front of him.
然后你在他面前还要跪下来发抖哦。
And he may not listen to you.
然后他可能都还最后不会答你的要求。
What this is saying is that we can just come to God.
这里却在说我们可以白白的来到神的面前。
Ask him.
就问主。
And he will freely tell us. 他
会白白的告诉我们他的事。
Amen. Isn't God good?
是不是神很有恩赐，很恩典？
God wants to give you wisdom.
神想要给你智慧。
God wants to give you His thoughts.
神想把他的事告诉给你听。
To help you overcome whatever you are going through.
能让你去了胜过你现在的光景。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
And we impart in these words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who are.Spiritual.
十三节，我们也讲说这些事，不是用人的智慧所教的言语，而是用圣灵所教的言语，用属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Now, verse 13, right? Some key words.
所以十三节有很多关键字哦。
Impart.
第一就是给予。
Imparts what? Words.
就是讲说这些事情。
Whose words?
什么样的言语
？God's words.
是神的言语。
Not taught by humans.But taught by the Spirit.
不是人的智慧教的言语，而是圣灵所教的言语。
God's wisdom that comes from the Spirit. God speaking to you.
神的智慧是来自于灵，神亲自对你说话，亲自给予你这样的话语。
That is not taught. It doesn't come from your degree.
这个话语跟你的学历没关的。
It doesn't come from your education.
跟你的高学历没有关系。
It doesn't come from your wisdom.
也跟你自己的人的智慧也没有关系。
It comes from God.
而是从神来的。
That we what? That we may understand.
这样子我们才会明白。
Go back, go back. Verse 13. That we might understand.
让我们能够明白。
Okay, go. 12. Yeah. Oh, sorry, 13. So we just is not taught, yes?
是不是人
But it's given.
不是人教的，而是给予的。
Do you notice the word interpreting?
你能看到这里面讲到的解释
It needs interpretation.
是讲到神的事情需要解释的。
But who can interpret it?
那谁可以来解释这个神的话语呢
What was the equation?
那这个等号等式是什么呢
Equals spiritual.
就我们刚才说的身份加。成熟度等于你的属灵程度。
In other words, those who are spiritual,
所以那些真正属灵的人
can understand this.
可以明白这话。
In order to be spiritual,
那要成为属灵的人
you have to have identity,
你需要先有身份
you have to have maturity,
加上你的属灵成熟度
and when you become spiritual,
当你变得成熟时真的属灵时
according to Paul says, then you can interpret,
你就会按照保罗所说的你可以去解读神的话语
what the Spirit is saying,
解读圣灵的话
That's why as a Christian,
所以作为基督徒来说
Yes, we are always telling people,
我们总是对人说
Read your Bible,
来读圣经哦
Pray,
要祷告哦
Repent,
要悔改哦
Forgive,
要饶恕啊
Pursue after love,
要追求爱哦
Pray in tongues,
要讲方言哦
All these boring things,
我们讲的话讲到都已经麻木了
Unfortunately, these boring things help you to become spiritual.
但是这些所谓叫人麻木的字眼就是让你属灵成熟的方法
If you've got
做属灵人的方法
in your head,
如果你脑袋里什么都没有的话
you've got nothing.
你就真的什么也出不来什么启示对不对
If God impart into nothing, you're still nothing.
那神要真的在你脑袋里什么都没放的话
Zero times one is still zero.
如果是零加零还是等于零啊
Zero times a hundred is still zero.
那零乘以一百也是零啊
If you put something in your head,
先要神给你的头脑里先要有东西哦。
Put something in your heart,
你的心里面要有东西哦。
God can do something with it.
那神才会用这从这个开始做事情。
Now one of the things he can do,
那神可以做的事情是
that you're able to understand what he's saying to you.
让你能够听明白神想对你所说的话。
Amen. And then we read.
然后我们来读。
The natural person does not accept the things.Of the Spirit of God, but they are folly to him, and he is unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
十四节，然而属血气的人不接受神的灵的事，他反倒以这为愚拙，并且他不能了解，因为这些事情唯有属灵的人才能领悟。
Let's hold on there. The natural person, who is he talking about?
这里面讲到的属血气的人是什么人？
They're talking about the rest of the Corinthians who are not spiritual.
他讲到的就是那些不属灵的哥林多教会的人。
People who don't read the Bibles.
那些不好好读圣经的人。
People who don't pray.
不好好祷告的人。
Don't come to church.
不来教会的人。
They don't forgive.
那不能饶恕的人。
They're of the world.
那总是属世界的人。
And yet they want to reign with Christ.
然后他们还说要爱基督。
I want that kind of thing.
那有这么好的事，这么好的事情吗？
As Christians, there is hard work.
那没有哦，你当基督徒，你的寻求也是要花时间花力量的。
To become spiritual,
你要想属灵的话
，you need to crucify yourself.
你需要跟耶稣同钉十字架。
You need to do all the boring things that we.
我们的那些自以为很麻木的，或者被很多基督徒说了百遍的事情，但是都是要做的事。
Because when you do the boring things,
因为当你做这些你觉得已经麻木了的事
，is great reward.
你会发现有很大的奖赏。
When one day when you are in trouble,
但有一天当你有麻烦的时候
，you pray.
你在祷告中
，and Holy Spirit gives you the answer.
圣灵给了你一个启示
，and impart the answer to your head.
他把这个启示放在你的里面。
Oh,
突然。
You interpret.
你可以解释到
You understand.
你明白了
This is what I need to do.
这是神在对我说话的
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, they are spiritually discerned.
这里面讲到的是，只有属灵的人才能领悟。英文更说的是分辨。
属灵的人
才能分辨。
Yeah. And then verse 15 says, the spiritual person judges all things.But is himself to be judged by no one. What does that mean?
十五节说，属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透他。
Next verse.
这是什么意思呢？
Actually, next verse. This is the last two verses, okay?
这是我们今天要看的最后两节经文了。
If you are a spiritual person,
如果你是个属灵的人。
You judge all things.
你能看透万事。
Go back. 没有啊。But it is himself to be judged by no one.
但是却没有一个人能看透他。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
Now, most people will read this wrongly.
很多人就会误解这句话了。
In other words, if I'm spiritual, I can judge, but no one judge me.
你会说，哦，我很属灵哦，我可以审判你哦，但你不能审判我。
If you go to your Amplified Bible, you understand what it actually means.
如果你去看扩充版的版本，就能够看到一些解释。
What it means is that a spiritual person can understand spiritual things.
这里面讲到属灵的人可以看透属灵的事。
Can receive the revelation of God.
可以从神那里得到启示。
And understand it.
而且还能明白。
Now, just don't let me get wrong. Everyone.All of us can receive revelation from God.
那不要误解我哈，每个人从神那里多少都可以收到启示的。
But even if God gives you a revelation, you don't even notice.
那就算有的时候神给你启示，你可能连注都没有注意到。
Do you know God give us revelation or give us all revelation? All of us. You don't have to be spiritual.God gives you revelation.
神是想给启示的，所以神一直在给启示，但是可能没有几个真的明白到。神是想跟你说话。
But what Paul is saying,
但是保罗在说
those who are spiritual,
那些属灵的人
in other words, who have know the identity, who are maturing,
刚才我说的那个公式就是在有属灵的身份又有属灵的成熟度的人
those who are spiritual,
这是我说的真正属灵的人
can understand,
他们能够明白
what this revelation means,
明白他所受的启示是什么意思。
All of us can receive revelation.
所以每个人都能受启示的。
But not all of us understand what we
receive. 但不是每个人都能明白的。
Understand?
听明白吗？
Amen. But what does it mean then? But it's himself to be judged by no one.
那后面的半句什么意思？说没有一个人能看透他。
In Joshua Chan's translation.
那在Joshua 自己的个人理解是。
Which is in the Amplified.
是在扩充版里面看到的。
It means I don't even know how it works.
那我自己都不知道是怎么回事，然后我就明白了。
All I know is I receive a revelation.
我只知道我就是接受到了一个启示。
But I don't know how it works.
我也不知道这个启示是我是怎么突然就得到的。
That's what he means by judged by no one.
所以他在说没有一个人能看透。
People can see that you receive a revelation.
所以别人知道，哎，你这里有神的启示哦。
They're not judging you because they don't know what's happened to you.
他都没办法来审判你，他都不知道你怎么来的这种智慧。
Amen. What Paul is basically saying.
所以保罗在说的是
，When revelation is received, when revelation is interpreted.Nobody knows how it works.
当你突然一个人受到启示，然后又突然明白，这么一个瞬间，你都不知道是发生了什么的。
And that's what it means. Nobody can judge it because nobody knows how it works.
没有一个人能看透它，因为没有一个人懂这个事情是怎么发生的。
And that's why until you experience a revelation and interpret it correctly.We don't know what we're talking about.
除非你自己是深有体会，经历到了这种得神启示的经历，要不然你连说都说不清楚怎么回事。
So Paul is saying,
所以保罗在说
When you are crucified with Christ,
当你跟神同钉十字架时
When you are mature,
当你的属灵程度长
You are spiritual,
大的时候你就是一个属灵的人
And when you are spiritual,
当你成为属灵的人时
You are able to receive these revelations and know what these revelations are.
你就能够接受到神的启示并且明白启示
Know what God is saying,
你就知道神在说什么
but you don't know how.
但你也不知道是突然怎么发生了
And no one can explain to you either.
也没有人跟你说这个事情怎么就这么发生了呢
That's what verse 15 really means.
这就是十五节里面的解读
And that's why he wraps it up by verse 16.
所以十六节他是这么总结的
You can almost put the word therefore.
你可以自己加个所以就能明白
For who has understood the mind of the Lord as to instruct him?
所以谁曾知道主的心呢？又没有人，谁会教导他呢
？We don't know what's going on.
我们也不知道怎么回事。
Do you?
你知道吗
？I don't.
我都没搞明白怎么回事。连保罗自己也不知道怎么发生了什么。
But then he says.
但他就说。
But we have the mind of Christ.
不知道怎么的，我们就有了基督的心。
I can't explain it.
我也解释不清楚发生什么。
Don't know how it works.
我也没搞明白那个。
Paul is saying, "All I know is,
我只知道
I have received the mind of Christ.
我就有基督的心了
Amen. That's the spirit of wisdom.
这就是属灵的智慧
That is wisdom from the Spirit.
这是属圣灵给你的智慧
It comes from God's revelation.
这个是来自于神给的启示
Amen. It is received by those who know they are crucified.
是那些他自在身份中知道是与主钉十字架的谦卑人。
And when you mature,
然后当你的属灵又开始
增长, you begin to recognize and understand what he's saying.
你就开始能够分辨和解释神到底要说什么。
And by doing so, you begin to understand the thoughts of God.
然后你借着这样的启示一个又一个，你就开始慢慢有了基督的心。
You don't know how it works.
你也不知道怎么就这么发生的。
No one can explain to you.
也没有人跟你解释的那么清楚，要这么。
But all you can say is,
但是你只知道的是,
I think I received the mind of Christ.
我觉得我有基督的心了。
Amen? Receiving the mind of Christ means I have received the wisdom from the Spirit.
有基督的心了，意思就是有基督的智慧了。
And then the mother comes to you, How do you train your son?
所以就有人说，哎，你是怎么把你儿子养这么好的？
How did you get your daughter out of this problem?
你怎么能帮助你的女儿解决这个问题的？
And your answer is, I don't know.
然后你会觉得，哎，我也不太知道，哎。
All I did was pray.
好像我就是祷告而已哦。
And then I had this thought.
然后我就有了这么一个想法。
And then I pray about it.
然后我在这个想法上面祷告呢。
And I felt it was from God.
然后我觉得这个是来自神的启示。
And then it worked.
然后我就试它，就管用。
Amen. How did you change your husband?
哎，你怎么把你的老公调教这么好的？
Why does he love you so much?
哎，他怎么这么爱你呢？
I remember a few years ago.
我还记得以前。
I met you in the divorce court.
我那时候还在那个离婚的那个厅里面见过你，不是吗？
And I had to take you to casualty.
我还记得我当时要罚你的款，是吗？
But why is he now?
那不不，去医院就受伤了，是吗？
I said, I don't know.
他说我也不知道发生了什么。
I said, I see, I heard this sermon.
我就记得我当时有听到这个道。
His teaching from church.
然后就教会的一个教导。
I decided to try it.
然后我就说我要回家试试看管不管用。然后我就祷告。
And I had this thought.
然后我就有了这么一个想法。
And I pray about it.
然后我在这个想法上面祷告。
I spoke to Pastor Betty about it.
然后我又跟 Betty 牧师来交流了一下。
And I really felt it was God.
然后我真觉得这是从神而来的。
So I started doing it.
然后我就开始尝试这么做。
And when I did it,
然后发现当我这样做的时候。
My husband became a different person.
我突然觉得，哎，我的丈夫像变了一个人一样。
I don't know what happened.
我也不知道发生什么了。
I can't explain it.
我也解释不清楚最后发生什么了。
And then we go, Amen.
我们就说阿门。
That's indication. That's a mind of Christ.
这个就是一个记号哦。我们看到你已经有基督的心了。
I tell you, if you can explain it.
如果你真的全部能解释清楚的话，
and can write it down,
你还能写出一本书来解释的话，
and try to teach someone else about it,
然后你还可以很有伦理的说，很有条理的说出来，说啊，那就不叫基督的心。
Because in every situation, God gives you a solution.
因为在每一个不同的环境，神都有不同的方法来解决。
One solution that fits everybody.
不是没有一个真的一个同样的一个公式能够在所有的事情上都管用的。
Brothers and sisters, be careful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们要小心哦。
Just because you see that happening to that person doesn't mean it's the same as that person.
所以你发现，哎，这个人身上这一招管用哦，不一定这一招在你身上会管用的。
We need the wisdom.
我们是需要从天来的智慧。
Amen. How many of you are ready to say, "Devil, you are in trouble"?
所以你们有没有，你们有决定好了我要说这句话？当我在困难时
，I'm going to go home and cast you out.
我就会要赶出你来。
When I go to get home, I'm going to seek God's wisdom.
我回到家以后，我要寻求神的智慧。
Devil, you just wait.
所以魔鬼，你就等着吧。
Because according to what I heard today,
因为关乎我今天所听到的话语
，you are dumb.
你就是最愚蠢的。
You have done a really bad dumb thing.
你做了全世界最愚蠢的事情。
And guess what?
你猜猜怎么着
？I am crucified with Christ.
我是在跟主耶稣同钉十字架的。
And I'm glad I pray every day.
我很高兴我每天都祷告。
I'm glad that I study the Bible.
我高兴我每天都有读圣经。
I'm so glad that I do all the time-wasting, boring things.
我花时间做这些你们都觉得麻木的事情。
Because I'm preparing myself to receive the revelation from God.
因为我在预备我自己能够接受到神的启示。
And I'm going to set my son free.
所以我要我的儿子得释放。
And he will be free indeed.
然后他就会真的得释放了。
Through the wisdom of God.
借着圣灵的智慧。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢您。
You are good to us.
你对我们真好。
Your wisdom.
你的智慧。
Is beyond the world.
超越了世上的一切。
There are no problems that in our lives that cannot be resolved.
没有在我们生命中解决不了的问题。
We just need your wisdom.
我们就需要你的智慧。
So we open our hearts today.
所以我们打开我们的心。
We open the eyes of our hearts.
我们打开我们的属灵的眼睛。
The ears of our hearts.
我们属灵的耳朵。
Ready to receive your wisdom.
能够来接受你的智慧。
Reveal your wisdom to us.
主啊，把你的智慧启示给我们。
Speak to us.
对我们说话。
What we should do.
告诉我们该怎么样做。
Help us to hear from you.
主啊，帮助我们来听到你。
Help us to receive the thoughts of God.
帮助我们来接收到基督的心。
Father,
主啊，
help me to humble myself.
帮助我们谦卑下来。
If there's anything that is in the way,
如果有任何事情拦阻你的事，
if there's anything that I should do,
如果有任何我需要做的，
I ask you to show me.
主啊，你向我启示。
Is there anything that I need to repent of?
有什么是需要我悔改的？
Is there anything that I need to forgive?
有什么是需要我饶恕的？
Help me, Lord.
主啊，你来帮助我。
Transform my heart.
主啊，让我的心更新而改变。
And set me free.
让我得自由。
Lord, I need to see my family set free.
主啊，我想看到我的家庭得释放。
I need to see my neighbor set free.
我想看我的邻居得释放。
I need to see freedom in my life.
我想看到我生命中的真自由。
Lord, I want the joy of the Lord.
主啊，我要你的喜乐。
I want to walk in power and freedom.
主啊，我要在自由里面行走。
Today, Lord.
主啊。
I know that I am crucified.
我知道我是同与你同
定十字架。I'm a person of the cross.
我是在十字架上的那个人。
And I will want to know you.
我想了解知道你。
I want to mature.
我想要成熟起来。
That I may receive your wisdom.
我就能够得收到你的智慧。
I thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Help me to receive wisdom.
让我来接受这智慧。
That I may help brothers and sisters.
也用这个智慧来帮助其他的弟兄姊妹。
We need somebody to help them.
我们需要有人来帮助他们
to hear from the Lord,
能够也来听到主你的启示
and to help them.
主啊帮助他们
Father, I just pray,
主啊我们祷告
Give us this burden that we may carry,
给我们一个这样的负担从你而来
That we may be a mouthpiece for you,
让我们成为你的嘴
That we may be able to prophesy,
让我们能够说先知的话
Speak to others,
能够对其他的人说出你的心意
To encourage them.
能够鼓励到他们
with the thoughts of God.
借着耶稣的基督的心在我里面
to be a person,
主啊我想成为这样的人
that can connect people to Jesus.
可以让人与基督相连接
so that Jesus is glorified.
所以基督你得荣耀
Father, we want to see many souls saved.
主啊我们想看到很多的灵魂得救
and people get set free.
看到人得释放
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名让我们一起起立
主耶稣，
主耶
是
我感谢你，
我感谢你，
你的宝血为我而流，
谢谢主，
宝贵十字架上一直恩典永留，使我完全的自由，宝贵十字架
到你的 智慧
We receive your wisdom.
我们接收你的智慧
Impart your wisdom to us.
把你的智慧给我们
Lord, today I confess.
主啊，今天我们承认
We confess.
我们承认
We are people of the cross.
我们是在十字架上的人
Our identity is at the cross.
我们的生命身份就是那十字架
We have been crucified with Jesus.
我们与主耶稣你同钉十字架了
So that Lord, when you look into our hearts,
所以主啊，当你看见我们的心时
，You will find Jesus crucified.
你看到那被钉十字架的主在我里面。
Lord, we are honored to have this identity.
主啊，这样大的荣幸，让我们有这样的身份。
We are people of the cross.
我们是在那十字架上的人。
And today onwards,
今天开始
，I will carry this cross.
我要背着这十字架。
Every day of my life.
每天在我的生活当中。
So whenever the world and the devil looks at me,
不管世界和魔鬼怎样看着我
they will see me crucified.
他们都看到一个被钉在十字架上的人。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
That you have made this possible.
你让这一切变为了可能。
And now the Spirit of wisdom.
让你这有智慧的。
Will see us crucified.
看到我们里面钉在十字架上。
Will impart wisdom to us.
主啊，你就会把你的智慧给我们。
To make alive a dead person.
让死人复活。
To do the things that we can't do.
做那我们看着不可能的事。
To give us the wisdom that we don't have.
让我们做到我们的自己没有的智慧。
Lord, many of us today.
主啊，我们当中的每些很多人。
We desperately need your wisdom.
都这样的迫切的想得到你这样的智慧。
That we have problems.
主啊，我们是有问题。
We have decisions.
我们是有很多抉择要做。
To make.
要做。
But we need your wisdom.
但是我们需要你的智慧。
We need your wisdom.
我们需要你的启示。
So impart to us.
主啊，把的启示给我们。
To this person who's been crucified.
给这在十字架上已经被钉的人
desperately need you.
如此迫切的需要你
Father, make us all.
父啊，让我们都这样
Mature us, Lord.
都在属灵里有成熟
Help us to become spiritual people.
让我们成为真正属灵的人
That understand all this.
能明白你启示的人
That can interpret.
能够解释你启示的人
That can recognize.
能够认出你的人
The wisdom that is from above.
能认出这从天而来智慧的人
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你
Brothers and sisters, I think it is God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信这是神的旨意
To impart wisdom to us.
让我们每个人都受到这样的智慧
I really encourage you.
我鼓励你们
Whatever circumstance you're in.
不管你在什么样的光景当中
Those of you who are listening online.
包括那些在网上听到的人
Your situation does not have to be like this.
你们的光景不需要一直停留在这里。
You can start making a change.
你可以有改变的。
By doing what we have told you today.
就做我们今天所讲的。
To know that you are loved because you are crucified.
知道你是被爱，是因为你是在十字架上的人。
And that when you come before God,
当你来到主面前时
，start today.
今天就来到主面前时。
Come and seek His face.
你就来寻求主的面。
Start praying.
来祷告。
And ask Him.
来问问主。
Oh God, give me wisdom.
主啊，给我你的启示和智慧。
How do I resolve this problem?
让我知道怎么样解决现在的问题。
How do I resolve it?
来帮助我。
And be patient.
然后你要忍耐。耐心。
Ask God every day.
每天都这样跟神来寻求。
Confess that you are a crucified person.
承认你是一个在十字架上被钉死的人。
Ask God every day.
来每天这样寻求主。
Lord, give me wisdom.
让主来给你智慧。
Give me wisdom.
给我智慧，主啊。
And when you do, Lord,
当你每天这样。
Help me to recognize it.
当你来给智慧的启示的时候，让我能够认出来。
Help me to interpret it correctly.
让我能够解释正确。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，帮助我。
帮助我了，
帮助我主。
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
帮助我主。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Help us, Lord.
我们需要你这样的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, put trust in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们完全来信靠我们的主。
For somehow,
有一天
，when God gives you the wisdom,
当神把这智慧给予你时
，you will know.
你会知道的。
Because it feels like your idea.
你会感觉以为是我自己的主意。
It feels like a very brilliant idea.
你觉得是一个很好的一个想法。
But you thank God.
然后你是谢谢主。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
Father, my mind is surrendered to you.
主啊，我们的心思意念都屈服在你的里面。
My heart is surrendered to you.
主啊，我的心也降服在你的里面。
My will is surrendered to you.
主啊，我们自己的意愿也降服在你面前。
Speak to me, Lord.
主啊，你来对我们说话。
Bless our people, Lord.
来祝福我们的。教会的人
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果需要代祷的话，可到前面来。
I am crucified.